John the Baptist was Christ's forerunner, and he shall go before him in the spirit and power of Elijah, to turn the hearts of the fathers to the children, and the disobedient to the wisdom of the just, to make ready a people prepared for the Lord. Luke 1 verse 17. Accepting Christ as your personal Savior in salvation means that you have been forgiven of your sins. Salvation comes about through repentance and the atonement of your sins through the blood of Jesus. God says you have the legal right to say sin has been paid in full. Christ's death reaches out to us, empowering us to repent. Through grace and faith, we come to Jesus. This is exactly what the ministry of John the Baptist focused on when he first baptized Christ. The only way to the Father in heaven is salvation through Jesus Christ. The next day John seeth Jesus coming unto him, and saith, Behold, the Lamb of God which taketh away the sin of the world. John 1 verse 29. John the Baptist taught that repentance is essential in the salvation of a believer, and saying, Repent ye, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Matthew 3 verse 2. Christ spoke of this New Testament, which was written in its original Greek form, diatheke, which means New Covenant. Jesus speaking, For this is my blood of the New Testament, which is shed for many for the remission of sins. Matthew 26 verse 28. On the day of Passover, Jesus Christ willingly sacrificed his life, showing both Jews and Gentiles that the wall of partition between these two races has been completely broken down by the fact each individual believer will now be able to have access to God through his Son, Christ Jesus. Christ sealed the new covenant in total effect with his personal willingness to sacrifice his body on the cross to draw all men to the Heavenly Father above by stating his final words, It is finished. These powerful words completed God's new covenant, which tore down the barriers of the Holy of Holies in the Jerusalem temple and retired Aaron's priestly garment, which Caiaphas had torn, rushing in the new covenant of grace by Jesus Christ.